out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. out of the Pacific Coast, a wee little hair after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, possibly Stitcher, your favorite podcast app. or crabdiving.com. However, wherever, whenever, whatever you're riding in, walking in, laying there, we appreciate every moment of brain matter time that you devote to us.
Brain matter time.
And we know if you're listening to us, you're, of course, very intelligent. And
hell yeah.
Well read.
You're smarter than these fucking conservative dick bags.
We are going
to. This is what I am. I'm a throwback.
We're gonna
fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Yes,
you just have clips. You just have Drouse talk to each other the whole right. 2 hours.
Oh yeah.
We are gonna be here for the next couple of hours. Probably not celebrating like a lot of people who use Atlas Shrugged for jerk off material.
Yes,
probably they're having a great day.
Right.
But people who care about other people kind of are not, as the GOP keeps its broken bottle fucking, I believe.
Oh, yes.
I said yesterday of the economy and the nation with this ridiculous tax bill. My name is Patrick Vile, by the way.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome, America. You know, if you're in the lower 20 percentile of this country, fuck off. We're going to replace your homes with tents.
Please clap.
Yes, and we'll see you in the square with your pitchforks and torches, because, hey.
A couple of people have heard that term today. I've seen it. I heard it on the telly. I saw it in a few comments and on the Twitter. Don't forget to tweet us. You can tweet us during the show if you want to communicate with us, at crabdiving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. Can also leave us a message if you like. Participate in the convos going on over at Facebook.
Yay!
Facebook.com/crabdiving.
That's right, Pat.
And as my bad Kirk Cameron imitation jingle before the show said, don't forget you can help us out.
Well, you really,
Amazon.
Yeah, I was going to say, Kirk Cameron doesn't really deserve a good impersonation. You know, he doesn't really have that coming.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
What a simpleton.
The I didn't even do the headline thing. It's a beautiful, lovely, albeit foggy past couple of days here.
Right.
In the Redneck Riviera, the panhandle, right. No flow.
Right, no flow.
teabagged by Alabama.
Yay!
We are here in this section of Florida.
Don't rape me.
Above and to the side of us.
Oh, wait a second. I'm not a 7-year-old girl. You're not going to rape me, Alabama.
Right.
I'm not your type.
But you're not rich, so.
No.
The Republicans are.
They don't care.
Fucking is over regardless. Let's see what's going on in your headlines, everybody, on this hump day.
For these lamestream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, December 20th. get your shopping done, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Ooh, wee wee.
Go be all capitalist and shit.
Right. Fuck you.
Over to the Commie Pinko Liberal.
It fate.
Off post.
Ooh, fuck you.
The... Is it French? The yeah. French don't like the HuffPost either?
Right.
Over to the... I said that already.
It's a character.
The headline is... loading, and it's a bunch of... Oh, it's a bunch of white guys, and they brought their black friend.
No, jeez.
It's Donald Trump.
Right.
Flanked by Pence. I there should be a hand check, because Pence has a really weird look on his face.
Yeah.
And
jacking
God
it.
Damn, Paul fucking Ryan.
Fuck you.
Standing behind the president, making who's obviously giving a speech about how great it is that we're going to make the rich richer and,
yes.
and kick those poor people, those takers, those old folk
right.
off of any kind of assistance they can. Kids, healthcare.
Yay.
And Paul Ryan is doing that weird... Like gazing longingly, like he wants to, like he wants to have copulation with the back of Trump's head.
Oh my God! Why are they in love with this oligarch?
So, well, I mean, this is Paul Ryan's.
This is
it's caused his dick to drizzle for 30 some years, right?
What an asshole, man! I mean, fuck him. These people are just such elitists. It really is a disregard for humanity.
Yeah.
How are you going to give the richest people a tax cut and then start jacking off about in 2018 we're going to cut entitlements. Oh my God, I can't fucking wait.
Well, that's going to be it. I don't know what happened to the economy, but we're going to have to
We don't care.
We're going to have to do something about this government spending. What about the deficit?
Oh my God, educate yourselves and stop voting GOP, you dumb fucks.
You mean the deficit you didn't care about in 2017?
Yeah, what about that?
You actively said you didn't care about?
Right.
Well, but that was now it's a Democrat in charge, so now we're worried about it.
Right. Now there's a Democrat in charge. What do you mean?
They'll be saying that down the road.
Oh, I see.
When the cycle
yes.
repeats itself
right.
and the Republicans skull fuck the economy. And then the Democrats come around and have to fucking
right.
clean it up. And then then people get stupid.
Oh, God.
And then they elect Republicans again. And then the Republicans say, look at how we're fixing the economy.
They're not two equal parties. They're not two equal parties, you fuck faces. It's just not.
Grand old plunder,
right.
it says over
oh, yeah.
at the Huff Post, the
accurate.
Headline. What a rogues gallery this is. Mitch McConnell.
Mitch the bitch.
Paul Ryan.
Boo.
Is
Mitch smiling?
That's Joni Ernst back there.
That's the pig person.
Cornyn from Texas.
Is Joni Ernst the person that ran the ad where she castrated a
yes.
pig? Ugh,
Ted
it.
Cruz.
Well, oh, bleh.
It's quite a Broadway play. What would it be?
It would be fucking Urinetown.
Right. They passed after years, it says, of failed promises and false starts. Et cetera, et cetera. The
right.
House Republicans finally passed the bill that they passed yesterday, but they fucked up.
Fuck you.
The Senate had to fix it, and then they had sent it back to these assholes. 224 to 201, they passed this again. The Senate passed on a 51-48 vote on
Ugh.
Wednesday
Blech.
With John McCain not there.
Okay.
Because he is illin.
Right.
The
he would have voted for this, though, right? He probably would have voted for this.
Yeah, probably. Although they had wiggle room. They had a couple of... I think they could throw two votes because
Yay.
Mother's husband would cast a tie-breaking vote if it
oh,
was 50-50.
Right. Pervy Pence.
That's why he didn't... Allegedly, that's why he didn't go to the Middle East like he was supposed to Israel. Although it may have something to do with Christian organization after Christian organization... In Jerusalem,
yeah.
that said, you are not welcome here, you stupid asshole. You have painted targets on our fucking heads with your moronic.
Right.
We're making Jerusalem the official capital of
no,
Israel.
Are firing off rockets and shit. It's ridiculous.
And the morons that are, I saw a discussion about this earlier in comments, that the morons making the argument that The law was passed in 1996 that we were going to recognize it. But the policy was that it was going to be after peace, after the peace process, after they've already negotiated some kind of a peace between Israel and Palestine, then they would say, okay, now let's do the hard shit.
Right.
That first part has not been met.
Yeah.
There's obviously there's no peace with all the with all the
Fucked up
protests and everything that's been going on.
What about Jared? What happened to Jared?
And then did you see what fucking Nikki Haley? What kind of a
UN person?
What an embarrassment we are to the world.
Fuck you.
Because not only did we do that Jerusalem thing, and that now the UN has decided to vote to say, well, we don't agree with that at all. This is craziness.
Right.
And it was like 14-1.
Yes.
The one being Nikki Haley.
Oh, God.
And because of the stupid rules, which I think they kind of need to change, but the stupid rules are that there's, what, four or five permanent vetoes? I'd have to look that up.
Oh, right. Doesn't Russia have one?
Yeah, Russia gets one. We get one. China gets one.
China.
So that a lot of times shit don't get done because the guy that you're trying to censure says, oh, I'm not voting for this at all. I'm vetoing this.
Right.
And that's what's happening now. We deserve to be censured by the UN for this reckless, stupid political pandering to the morons and the evangelic cunts.
Yes. What's Nikki Haley going to do? Not veto it and then get a call from Man Baby?
I mean, I know she's following orders, but shit.
He would lose his mind, right? If she went against him and didn't veto it.
Well, the thuggish behavior, though, because she said today something like, okay, we're gonna take names of everybody that wrote down. Everybody that tried to vote against us.
Well, didn't Schindler say he was gonna retaliate against countries that didn't
didn't bow down to him.
God, who the fuck, you know, honestly though, if I know we deserve to be censured. I get it. But imagine what that would have done to his fucking fundamentalist base, though.
Yeah.
People would have lost their fucking mind. They would have been like, fuck you. And it would have been worse. Maybe. I don't know. It's also fucked up.
Nikki Haley wrote a screed on Facebook and the Twitter. Screed. At the UN, we're constantly asked to do more and give more. In the past, we have. So when we make a decision at the will of the American people, about where to locate our embassy, we don't expect those we've helped to target us. On Thursday, there will be a vote at the UN criticizing our choice. And yes, the U.S. will be taking names.
Oh, my God.
Fuck you, you asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
And fuck whatever asshole authorized you or wrote that for you. When did we become the fucking Sopranos?
God,
we'll be taking names, you know, if you vote against us.
Well, since our country decided to elect this dickbag.
God, what a horrible... how many generations is it going to take to fix the damage done by these cunts, these assholes that are running our country right now and destroying our foreign policy with a machete, a dull machete?
It's literally the party of fuck you. It is the country of fuck you.
Yeah.
Nikki Haley saying, for all the good we've done in the world, we deserve to be able to fuck up the Middle East.
What the fuck? People aren't paying.
Oh, yeah. Pay up. Because that's in the spirit of working together, right?
They're not paying their VIG. Yeah.
Nobody needs to fucking pay the United States. We're rich.
Oh, he's upset.
Man, baby?
Yeah. This morning.
Right.
5:32 a.m. The tax cuts are so large and so meaningful, and yet the fake news is working overtime to follow the lead of their friends, the defeated Dems, and only demean. This is truly a case where the results will speak for themselves starting very soon. Jobs, jobs, jobs.
What the fuck kind of... Listen, if he's going to create jobs, that's fine. but you can, can't you create jobs and not fuck off, fuck up the planet at the same time? And I mean, shouldn't you?
Right.
Just because you're creating jobs doesn't make it all right to take a big shit in the Middle East. What the fuck kind of, that doesn't make any sense at all.
The
that's so fucking weird.
I would like to congratulate Senate Majority Leader, that's Mitch Elbich.
Yay.
On having done a fantastic job, both strategically and politically, on the passing in the Senate of the massive tax cut and reform bill.
Massive.
I couldn't have asked for a better or more talented partner. It's like he was on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, my God.
They did a great little foxtrot together.
Yeah. You gotta be kidding me,
fuck the poor
man.
Trot.
Yeah, fuck it. Fuck everybody.
Our team will go on to many more, all caps, victories!
Yay!
Oh, God. That
Christ.
As much as the economy is going to take it up the pooper,
right?
We one of the worst parts of this is his crowing victory.
Oh yeah,
that he is somehow going to be emboldened,
God,
and think he's invincible. No, I got it then. There, I one of his toadies was on telly earlier.
Hello,
and said that bullshit about no more has been done in a first year of a presidency.
Oh God. Listen
and
to
it's
this.
Like, what? What are you talking about?
We got a fucking fascist fucking dictator who comes out and says CNN's fake news. Everybody that prints anything negative against him is lying. The Russia thing is lying. It's
and
just
I think
a
it was,
big
fuck
up. It's just a big fucking mess.
Hallie Jackson, ugh. I think, on MSNBC was talking to one of these toadies, and she was like, "You can't tell me that that's the case." He was like, "Oh yeah, it is. He's done more.
God damn."
And the only thing he could cite,
yes,
is something about a number of circuit judges. Like he's rammed through more circuit judges in the first year than any other,
hey, you know,
presidents or something like that.
Great.
I don't even know that's true. It might
no,
be.
Yeah, yeah.
But as far as legislation, he's like, we signed 80 bills.
You know, I know he shouldn't. No one on in that administration should be bragging about any judicial nominees after that fucking guy. That hearing
right.
Didn't know fucking shit
yeah, yeah.
about anything. The Bear Doctrine, is that what that was called?
She brought that up with him too, and he was like, "Well, what do you mean?" She's like, "You've had a history of unqualified candidates, and although they just confirmed last week a guy who the law humans
yes
said." Which organization? Oh, the
Law Humans. The Bar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The
American Lawyers Association.
Whatever.
Go fuck yourself.
Said not qualified.
Right. The American Bar Association.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unqualified.
That's so fucked up.
Unqualified.
Not even the
by
best.
The American Bar Association. Confirmed 100% vote by the Republicans in the Senate.
The bar is so fucking low.
Yeah.
It's so fucked up.
Imagine the Democrats putting up somebody that the Bar Association
no.
said was unqualified. There'd
no.
Be, they'd start a new TV channel 24/7 about it.
I can barely imagine the Democrats putting up somebody. Obama
yeah.
didn't get to put up somebody because Mitch the bitch is
but
a lying fucknut.
He did, but they ignored it.
They didn't do shit.
Right. He put up a very qualified candidate.
Oh, God.
That drove us on the left nuts because he was a centrist.
Hey.
And was basically unimpeachable.
Yeah.
They couldn't explain to why, and then Mitch was honest about it. Well, you know, should let the American people pick that sheet.
You know, I was thinking when I was watching these dickhead GOP fuckers celebrate, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was thinking, would the progressives have done anything differently knowing? I mean, you know, it's not fair to Monday morning quarterback, but Jesus fucking Christ, guys, would you have done anything differently? Knowing what you know now, would you have ran the campaign differently? Would you have pushed differently? Would you have treated this guy differently? Then what? Because he's a pariah, and they tried to treat him like a normal fucking candidate. But he showed the country who he was. They said he was upfront about his racism, about his homophobia. But they treated this guy like he was a normal candidate, and that the GOP represented an equal side, and they just fucking didn't. And now they're doing exactly what they said they would do. None of this is a surprise. Oh, my God. I don't know. Sometimes I get so frustrated because I don't know if this speaks, this what's going on now speaks more about the vile GOP or just the inability of Democrats to grow a pair and fucking take on these fucking GOP the way they fucking should.
It's not necessarily either or. It could be both.
Yeah, you're right. It's both. I hope the progressives learned a lesson this time. Fucking going there, guns blazing.
Well, define progressives. I think the progressives kind of got it, except the ones that were stupid and went from Bernie to Trump. Those are, that's unforgivable stupidity.
Well, I mean, you know, like what you said, like, why not nominate Sherrod Brown for the VP instead of some boring fucker?
That was a poor choice.
I'm sorry. I Tim Kaine seems like a nice enough guy. That's the problem. Yeah. He seems
she
like a nice enough guy.
She made mistakes.
It's like they were running against the guy, a big junkyard bully with a gigantic pit bull on a chain. And we amble out Tim fucking Kaine, who's polite as shit, probably drinks with his pinky out. That's fine.
Yeah, that was weird because usually, I mean, that's kind of why they picked Jolton Joe Biden. Was
right.
Because Obama's a nice guy.
Where's the attack dog?
And,
fuck.
Yeah, and soft spoken, no drama Obama.
Right.
So they wanted to use.
And especially
Jolton
with Hillary,
Joe as a bludgeon, yeah.
Especially with Hillary, they should have nominated a guy that can go on stage and have some feelings and make people feel something because, like, hey, listen, I think she would have been a great fucking president, but she just doesn't have that thing where she makes people feel shit, you know? She's not dynamic
right,
on stage.
Right, right.
She's not.
Whereas Bill was.
Yeah. They're two different fucking
right.
people, you know?
The, so the Republicans, there you go. They passed their, it says, Republicans passed deeply unpopular tax cuts.
Deeply.
Again.
Right.
Because they fucked it up yesterday. Congrats, guys.
Right.
Over to the Drudge Report. Let's see what the drool cuppers are reading these days.
Yes.
Matt Drudge over at, I think it's Media Matters, was named the fourth most influential person in media this year still.
Yes. God, what?
He aggregates news stories and just kind of changes the headline a little bit and then throws a link on a white page.
God. You know, it makes me so mad at Bill Clinton. Why did you have to come on that dress, you fucking idiot? Why did you have to fucking stick your dick in a fucking intern, you moron? You fucking moron. Ugh.
The,
so fucking dumb.
Maybe it's Mediaite. But, regardless, Drudge was named, I'm pretty sure, number four
God
or something
damn.
Like that.
It's the shittiest website ever.
You know who the, let me see if I can find it. The number one is going to, oh, it is Mediaite. I apologize. I got
okay.
my media dash blanks.
You all forgive
fucked
me.
Up. Over to Mediaite.
Fuck you.
They have 75 of them and, you know, I'm not going to. I'm going to skim the, I can't see the numbers on here. I wonder if it's my ad blocker. It's doing something weird.
Oh, really?
Because I saw this story earlier and I could most definitely see
the internet. Hey, by the way, fuck Ajit Pai. Does anybody know if he was really trying to DM Mia Khalifa, the former porn star? She's a pop star now. She's a former porn star. He slid into her DMs like, hey, do you want to go out to dinner sometime? And
I saw that story.
You know, I think it's true. I fucking believe it.
Oh, here we go. Samantha Bee is at 74. Trevor Noah is at 73.
What are we at?
Harvey in Pensacola.
Yeah. Number one, baby.
Harvey Levin, 71.
Yes.
Fox and Friends on the Weekend, assbag Pete Hegseth is 70th.
Blah.
Skipping a bunch of people. I don't know.
Who's number one? Did we say number one?
I'm counting down.
Oh, okay.
65, Lawrence O'Donnell.
Who's 69?
64, Andy Cooper.
Right.
Harris Faulkner, Willie Geist at 61.
Don Lemon on there?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Janine Pirro is at 59.
Oh, wee.
Ari Melber. MSNBC is at 57.
Nice.
I guess his show's doing really well.
Right.
That replaced Greta Van Susteren.
Oh my God.
Their right wing hour that nobody fucking watched.
Right.
And now Ari's a profound liberal.
Is Rachel Maddow's got to be number one. That's my pick. That's my pick for number one. It's Rachel Maddow.
Andrea Mitchell is at 53.
Yay.
Chris Hayes at 49.
Bam, baby.
Katie Tour from MSNBC is at 48.
I hope Lawrence O'Donnell ain't too far down on that list, or I feel like that's the guy that might get mad.
We already said Lawrence O'Donnell.
Oh, did we? Okay.
He's lower than
Chris Hayes.
Than Hayes, Katie Tour, and Hallie Jackson's next.
Hey, Lawrence, you've been in the game a long time. This fucker Chris Hayes, he's a blogster, beat you. Doesn't that piss you off, dude? This
will piss him off. 45 is Steve Bannon.
Oh, my God.
Stephanie Ruhle at 42 from MSNBC.
I like her.
A whole bunch of MSNBCers here. Lester Holt, the NBC anchor, is at 39.
He's the guy that got Trump to say something fucked up, right?
He's the one that got him to say, oh, Comey, I fired him. Ah! You know, that Russia thing. David Muir is the ABC anchor, right? At 38th.
I know him not.
The Murdochs at 37. I would think that would be higher because of their evil influence over the media.
Right.
Laura Ingraham at 34.
What? God.
Well, it's influence. It's not how good they are.
No.
It's how much they influence. Be prepared for like Rush Limbaugh or Hannity. What? Be prepared for those guys.
Where the fuck is Alex Jones on that fucking list?
Oh, you know what? I don't think he's in the top 75, and that's got to drive him crazy.
Hey, Alex, that sucks, dude. Keep selling your nutraceuticals.
I don't know why I was, mainstream media.
I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere. Well, they found them a girl gonna do it real good.
I mean, it sucks that Laura Ingraham's down there. It's to me, that's a worse thing, though.
Well,
influence.
Well,
God.
They're not categorizing for good or evil. They're just saying who has.
That's why I'm outraged.
Influence.
That's outrage. That makes me have outrage. It's disturbing.
Well, just wait.
I wish Ari Melber was number one or some shit.
Just wait.
Oh, God.
33 is John Oliver, which is awesome.
That's it.
32 is April Ryan. She's great.
Right.
Brett Baer at 31 from Fox News.
It makes me bummed out that all these MSNBC guys are in the 30s and 40s. That means there's some bad shit coming.
Fox has higher ratings.
Oh, God. America.
Kimberly Guilfoyle is 28 from, I don't know, The Five or one of those horrible shows on Fox.
Vomitous!
Chuck Todd from MSNBC is
Chuck Todd.
26th.
You know, he seems like a douche, doesn't he? Kind of.
Cenk Uygur from the Young Turks.
Oh, wow.
25.
A guy on the internet's beating guys from MSNBC. Are you fucking kidding
me? They're the number one internet news.
Oh, shit, dude.
Channel on YouTube.
Right.
4 million subscribers or something like that.
Damn.
24th is Stephen Colbert and Chris Licht, who is his executive producer. And this Chris Licht guy is the guy, L-I-C-H-T, is the guy who used to founded Morning Joe.
No, oh, okay.
So he's a big lib.
Right.
So when he started to produce Colbert's version of, which fucking show is it? Tonight Show? Tonight Show is Late Show.
Yeah.
He's the guy who made the decision to go political.
Oh, good
and
job,
now,
dude.
You'll like this.
Kimmel?
A more earnest Colbert's politically edged comedy is resonating. Colbert's monologues are now considered a must-watch for news junkies, and they are currently beating... It's the highest rated show among late night comedy programs.
Oh, cool.
Beating out the viewership of Jimmy Fallon's
Tonight
Show.
Fuck you, Jimmy. Hey, do some more skits where you put marshmallows in your mouth or you imitate Neil Young. That's so funny.
He chose
Good
poorly,
job.
Right?
Yeah, he did. He did. You tried to make a fascist palatable for the American people. And by the way, were successful.
And in general, tried to stay away from politics.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you can... In this atmosphere.
Well, he didn't. He didn't stay away from politics.
Right.
That moment where, I'm sorry.
I mean, challenging politics.
That was
taking
a big
aside,
deal. That's
taking aside.
Think of how Think about the amount of times Trump went on TV and looked like a human being. I can think of one when he was with Jimmy Fallon. You fuck.
Well, he was treated like a human being.
Why was he?
I don't know if he acted like one.
Damn it! You know, also like the dickheads on Morning Joe did that some too. Fuck you.
Have
guys.
You lost your mind?
Yeah. Poor Glenn Beck.
Yeah.
23, Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, baby.
22 are the hosts of The View.
Okay.
Chris Wallace is at 21. Bill Maher is at 20.
Bam, there you go.
His show's really popular.
Hell yeah, we need some mean-ass progressive dickhead libs. I love that.
It's very mean.
Hell yeah, he is.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders is biggest.
Blech.
Biggest thorn in her taint is Jim Acosta from CNN, who goes battle to toe-to-toe with her.
Could you imagine her listening to Crab Diving Sarah Huckabee Fuckface Sanders, and she's like, I don't have any thorns in my fucking taint, dickhead. Fuck you, man. Yeah, fucking thorny taint.
I pity that. Dick. I pity that medical exposition or expedition.
Yeah, it would be right.
Jim Acosta is 17 from the CNN.
Yay.
Maggie Haberman, she's a New York Times writer.
Yes.
Is at 16. A surprising name, but very influential. Ronan Farrow is at 15.
Wow.
Who
Frank Sinatra's kid.
Basically single-handedly broke the Weinstein story.
Right.
Even though NBC was like, yeah, I don't know if there's anything there.
Yeah, you fucking pussies. You missed out, dickheads.
I think somebody's towel snapping at the golf club with Harvey.
Right. Harvey's probably like, I got shit on you. You could run that story if you want.
Here's one of your choices earlier, Ryan. Number 14 is Don Lemon.
Hey, Don. Good job. I've always been a big fan.
13 is Shep Smith.
Hey.
One of the few voices of Sometimes Reason at Fox.
Listen, I like Shep.
This one makes me happy. Number 12, Joy Reid.
Awesome. Fuck yeah.
She's great. 11, Megyn Kelly. I thought nobody's watching her.
You know, it just pissed me off. It just dawned on me.
10's going to really piss you off. Yeah.
You mentioned a name. You haven't mentioned a name yet, so I know it's on the list. I know that fucknut's on the list.
Which one?
Big fucking head shaped John like a
Hannity?
Ham. No fucking neck. What a dick.
11's inexplicably Megyn Kelly. I don't know how she's still immediate.
I don't know.
But
hey, Megan.
I thought nobody's watching her.
Hey, Megan, are your kids going to get presents from White Santa?
Strap in, Jesus. Gird your ear loins. Tucker Carlson is at number 10.
What? Who the fuck gives
Tucker
a shit
Carlson,
about him?
People watch that fucking show.
God. Hey, go put your bow tie on your neck. Tighten it.
Number 9 is Chris Cuomo over at CNN.
You think, what's his name with the bow tie again? You just said his name.
Fucker Carlson?
You think Fucker likes to tie that bow tie extra tight, jag off into a fucking thing?
Not around his neck.
Ooh, put it on my dick.
that's where I was going. Yeah. The number 8, George Snuffleupagus.
Oh, okay, cool.
Of ABC Stephanopoulos of ABC News. Number 7, Joe and Mika.
Not great.
Even Joe, but Joe and Mika at number 7.
Thank you for being so nice and kind to Donald early in the election. That was good.
Number 6 is Jake Tapper.
Okay.
From CNN, who routinely takes on the administration.
Fuck yeah.
Number 5, Rachel Maddow.
Yeah. What? That's it?
Number 5 is Rachel Maddow.
No, it's number 1. I'm sorry. I'm going to challenge she's number 1. I don't believe this. It's fake news.
Number 4, Matt Drudge.
Blah, blah.
Number 3 is Sean Hannity.
Ah! Oh my God, the rest of these are going to be right-wing dick jobs.
Number 2 is Jeff Zucker, the president of CNN.
Okay, all right.
And number 1, the number 1 most influential...
Hold on, you already said Hannity, right?
Yes.
Okay, oh my God!
The number 1 most influential in media, according to Mediaite...
No, I...
.com.
This can't be true.
Do you have a guess?
Is it Rush?
Fox and Friends.
Huh?
Steve Doocy.
Oh!
Ainsley Earhart. And Brian, somebody help me tie my shoes, kill me.
Kate, go get the Kool-Aid, the Jim Jones shit. Bring it over here. God, we're fucked.
The president, they say the president of the United States regularly starts his day watching Fox and Friends and then tweets about whatever they cover and however they cover it.
You know what?
He promotes their show,
right?
Tags them by name, and sings their praises because their saliva is dribbling off of his little cockle.
Hey, MSNBC, you had a strong showing here. You got a lot of your guys stuck up in the 40s. Fox and Friends, do better. Do fucking better. You got to fucking beat Fox and Friends. Be more influential. Be influential as fuck. Oh, my God. Fox and Friends, dude.
Says the topics they cover because of Trump's responses.
Fiction.
Essentially set the national agenda for the rest of the day. This is influence like few other media figures have ever enjoyed.
We are fucked. From behind. In our mouths. In the ear holes. We're fucked. We're skull fucked.
So gross.
We're so stupid. Our country is so goddamn dumb, dude.
It's really embarrassing right now.
It's so stupid.
It's really embarrassing.
I feel so dumb, too. God, everybody's like, everybody needs to vote. Get out and vote. No. Don't. We need to encourage people not to vote. I'm serious. Unless you're progressive. Don't vote. These dumbasses think they should vote. They shouldn't. Oh. Oh, my God. Fox in front. Where was Rush? Did I miss his name?
He's not in the top 75, isn't that great?
Shit.
I don't think.
That makes me happy. How the fuck is Steve Doocy in the top whatever, dude?
He's number one.
God.
One third of number one.
He's the biggest piece
Actually, I think I carry a little bit more of the show than that. I mean, Ainsley's like eye candy.
Oh, my God.
You know, that's what he thinks.
We the revolution this country needs will never happen. It's not possible. It's not possible. We're so dumb. I don't know that we can. Can we unfuck ourselves? We can't.
It's going to be rough.
We don't have the brain power. Too many people in this country are just dumb. They're just stupid. I don't know what it is. You know, they're fucking idiots. Do I need to take her out?
I don't think so. I think she's just being an asshole. Okay. We're talking about the dog.
Right.
It's not like our intern or anything.
Yeah. I'm not going to let that intern out.
Let her out of the cage.
Right.
The
cage.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders yesterday.
God.
Went through the list of all the great things the president has done.
No, I know. It sounded like North fucking Korea.
And then proceeded to blame the media for the low approval numbers.
Hey guys, if you could say nice things about the shitty things our president does,
right,
that would help his approval rating.
If you would just lie about all these accomplishments like we are, it would be great.
Right.
You don't like America?
Can you behave more like RT or whatever that Russian propaganda channel, state Russian television?
I mean, they literally quote him.
All they do is say what he said. A lot of times you're just saying what he said.
Right. You're covering a tweet, or you're covering what he said.
Our president is bizarre as shit, and that's the truth. And what are we going to fucking do about it? I don't fucking know.
It's weird.
Oh,
God, there's a new conspiracy theory? There's a couple new... I had a story about a different new conspiracy theory that's making the rounds now, or has grown... in power too.
Yeah.
Getting towards Pizzagate level. But this other one says there's a new theory that says.
Should I just take her out? She needs to.
She may.
Okay, I'm gonna take her out.
But this conspiracy theory.
Should I do that?
Is that the CIA? Of course, there was turkey for lunch, which this could be a residual from. Far-right conspiracy theory says that the CIA. Hacked a Hawaii database to forge Obama's birth certificate. The CIA, the deep state. And it says that it was over, of course, at InfoWars. Jerome Corsi, I think he's the guy that went out to that one protest one time and walked up to a little girl and said, like, hey, man, or excuse me, sir. what do you think about this? And she looked up from her phone and said, what are you, a fucking idiot or something like that? And then Jerome, I think Jerome Corsi is the dude who then he and Alex Jones had a whole segment of outrage at this horrible little liberal hellion and what horrible upbringing she's obviously had. And they're obviously grooming her to be a big, nasty lesbian. And he was taken aback by her use of poo-poo language. I think this is the guy. So he was on InfoWars claiming that these investigators that are alleged to have worked for and with Joe Arpaio, the crazy former sheriff of Maricopa County, Arizona. This guy said, this Jerome Corsi on InfoWars said that they found evidence that the CIA and or other government entities illegally hacked into the Hawaii Department of Health records to look for Obama's records to see if he was actually really truthfully born here in the United States. This ass bag, does she do anything?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Listen, Obama's African. We all know that. He was born in Kenya,
sure.
Right?
Sure. Okay. Muslim.
We cleared that up. Well, I took the dog out. That's nice.
Jerome Corsi, it says over at InfoWars, has been a chief figure of the birther movement.
Yay.
And said that the evidence, I love how they cite evidence. You know, there's evidence that the CIA played a role in the forgery of Obama's birth certificate. Well, we're still birthering. We're still fucking birthering.
It's racism. It's nothing to the birtherism movement that isn't fucking racism. It's just total fucking racism. That's all that is. We have a black president, so what are you going to do? You're going to discredit him by saying, having the nerve to say that he wasn't born here.
I'm not sure what this clip is from. Maybe local radio? This is from, the story's over at MediaMatters.org.
I guess we shouldn't be shocked. I mean, we have a president.
Obama,
That built his political career on birtherism.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know.
Obama, didn't let us know his true feelings. And I think the whole thing about him being a Christian was a masquerade.
This is a political analyst on ABC New Orleans affiliate, yes. WGNO.
Right.
WGNO in the morning, some hate radio for y'all.
Fuck you.
Obama, first of all, he was not a Christian.
Oh, okay.
You'll notice. You have to make sure you let everybody know that.
It's important. It's important that I know what everyone's relationship is to a sky god that isn't really there. It matters. Thank you. God.
I really do. By the way, interesting bombshell report by Dr. Jerome Corsi, who is, of course, one of our great contributors, saying that Obama's birth certificate was actually created by the CIA. What Dr. Corsi is saying is the CIA tapped into the records of the state of Hawaii and was able to create a, quote, long-form birth
certificate. So it's what we just said, but this is going out on ABC radio in New Orleans.
God damn, that, what? That is so...
And I fucked up. Jerome Corsi is not the needle-dicked little insecure little boy reporter who goes out and, you know, he's the Jesse Waters of InfoWars.
Okay.
It's not that one, the one that 12-year-old girl was or whatever was like, are
schooled
you fucking
him?
Idiot?
Yeah.
Jerome Corsi is the really old dude who, if you ever listen to InfoWars as it's streaming live, he has his own show,
Where
he sometimes sits in for Alex. And
I know who you're talking about.
He is crazier, but a lot more boring.
Right.
Like his theories, he'll sit there and put out like shit like this.
Yes.
That, well, you know, there's evidence, but I mean, his delivery is so boring. That
it sucks.
He's just, you gotta wait for Alex to do it.
Look, you.
Could you read this, please, Alex?
Yeah.
For
sure. Oh, God. Alex is the star, man. Get out of his fucking way, you know?
Some other right-wing stations have invited Corsi on as guests.
Oh, my God. Legitimizing the guy, right?
He was on Weekend Wake Up with Chuck and Julie.
Oh, God, what is that?
On Denver.
Oh, God.
Denver, Colorado radio station KNUS.
Go get that aluminum bat we play softball with. Hit me with it. God, disturbing.
Where he said the CIA played a major role in, I believe,
yes,
creating Obama's long-form birth certificate. So he's out there saying it. Well, there's evidence.
What evidence? What evidence? Are there emails? Emails? What do you do, by the way? You say, hey, listen, I scanned this birth certificate. I got a JPEG. I need you to open it up in Photoshop. Is there a draft? Is there a project file for this? I mean, there, surely to God, there would be a paper trail.
Still birthering.
Something. I
Yay,
know.
Yay, America.
It's like these fucking white races are upset. We had a black president. They don't know what to do.
They done lost their minds.
But you know what? I mean, they loved it at the same point. You got to figure, like, some of these white right-wing nut jobs probably loved it, right? They got a black president. Now they got an enemy. You know, they get to play
that.
The victim.
I don't know if their profound racism would.
Yeah.
I think that's the number one. I don't think they think that far ahead.
You don't think there's a little bit of fucked up narcissism in there that they enjoy it? They enjoy the attention. Oh, look at me. I'm so beleaguered. There's a war on white people.
Well, they ended up winning the next presidential election.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are so fucking dumb and so fucking stupid. You let some fascist like Steve Bannon manipulate you into voting for a guy who politically wasn't going to do jack fucking shit for you.
And this is
amazing
what we're dealing with. Not only birthers, but this other story I saw is over New York Magazine.
Fuck you.
And it's the latest conspiracy theory.
Yes.
That has burbled up from the fetid anus of of 4chan.
The doctor's like, oh shit, you got a case of fetid anus here. What do you do for that?
it's Ooh. Called The Storm. And you may see in like real lunatic right wing ass bag Twitter tweets and
yes.
Facebook posts. Hashtag the storm is coming or hashtag the storm. And it's fucking insane.
Yeah.
It also,
right.
they love to, include their favorite, genre in their conspiracy theory. So of
yes.
course there's child sex trafficking in this. the Democratic Party has been taken over by Satanists.
Oh, I love it. I love Satanists. They're the best.
But
Satan.
It began with a post on Reddit, of course.
Right.
Either 4chan or Reddit are both the cesspools where this kind of shit starts.
Right. Vetted.
The subreddit POL, I guess, for politics or whatever,
right.
has been taken over. It says has slowly but surely become a top contender for the ever coveted title of the most upsetting community online. It's the sort of place where neo-Nazis and people who believe women shouldn't have basic human rights used to meet.
Right.
Before we started verifying them on Twitter and electing them to public office.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
From the
they used
magazine.
To be in the bowels of the internet.
Right.
They used to be in the woods. Now they're out, you know, flouncing about with their fucking tiki torches. It's
so
disgusting.
In late October, some new poster, some new identity appeared. It calls himself Q.
Yes.
The letter.
Like the guy who
like
makes
Star Trek.
The weapons for James Bond.
Or the Star Trek frenemy.
Who the fuck is that?
Q from Star Trek Next Generation. Was that god-like creature that
Q
put humanity on trial?
Is he the guy with the big fucking wide head with the enormous ears? You know, the ears, the big fleshy...
No, those are Ferengi.
Okay.
And those are from...
are they good guys or bad guys?
Those are from a different Star Trek.
Oh, okay.
Although they may have had Ferengi in Next Generation.
Sure.
So this Q... started posting a bunch of cryptic messages in a thread called Calm Before the Storm.
Oh, God. Everybody's so fucking dramatic.
Which is, according to the theory, a reference to a quote from Schindler.
Yes.
Remember he had that military dinner and he said, you know, this is the greatest people ever. This is just the calm before the storm.
Right.
And everybody was like, what does that mean, yeah, Mr. President?
Yeah, Mr. President, we're a little disturbed.
And he said, you'll find out.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Calm before the storm. What do you mean? Oh, you'll find out.
No.
Right after this break.
Oh, yes. It's like running this shit like a reality show. We're going to tease it. We're going to tease a nuclear holocaust. Fuck you.
So this person claimed to be a high-level government insider.
I'm a douchebag.
With something called Q clearance.
Right.
Which is the United States Department of Energy security clearance, roughly comparable to the Department of Defense top secret.
Yay. Should I take her out? I mean,
did she have probs?
Well, she took a shit, but I don't know that she peed. I think she peed.
Oh, I don't know. I think she's just being, she's scratching on the door to get out, which is unusual.
You hate the show that much? Damn it.
So, it's not the highest level, but it's right. Pretty high there.
She hates birth.
Pretty high clearance.
She can't stand listening to this garbage. I get it, Kate.
So this person is claiming to have Q clearance and that they're tasked with posting intel, drops of intel, which for some reason they called crumbs.
Yes.
Straight to 4chan and Reddit in order to covertly inform the public about Donald Trump's secret master plan,
which is
to, quote, stage a counter coup against members of the deep state.
Oh, shit. Thank goodness you guys are going to rescue us with your counter coup. The stupid fucking idiot mouth breathers are going to rescue us with a motherfucking counter coup. Thanks, guys. So glad you're rescuing us.
So, it's batshit,
right?
But then there were some forced coincidences,
right?
Like kind of guessing shit Trump would say. like they were saying tomorrow.
Right.
A code word from the president to let you know everything's okay and that Mueller is secretly working for him to rip the corrupt labia off of Hillary Clinton, throw her in jail finally.
Yes.
They're going to get Obama. They're guaranteed.
Oh, are they?
They're getting Obama.
What about Biden?
They're getting, I don't know about Biden, but they're getting Obama. They're getting Holder.
Yes.
They're getting
Pelosi.
Sure.
Are they getting Trump likes to call her Pocahontas? Are they getting Pocahontas?
Then everybody, all the deep state.
Oh God, what a bunch of morons.
Meanwhile, he used the word the next day.
What word?
It was Small Business Saturday. So he used the word small to talk about Small Business Saturday.
Oh, okay, jeez.
And they predicted he would use the word small.
Right.
On Small Business Saturday.
But like,
I'm going to say something. I predict Trump's going to use the word Christmas on Monday, next Monday.
Absolutely. I predict something. I predict he's going to use the N-word tonight. He's going to say some racial slur for being Jewish. He's going to say pussy.
He just says that to Ben Carson.
Right.
As his buddy.
God.
What's up, my N-word?
Got Ben Carson praying today, whatever the fuck
I got clips of this
that
shit
was,
going on.
It's just, we are in a world of fuck shit, you know? We're full of fuck shits.
The,
God, it's so, these guys are idiots.
So, there was another time that they were convinced that this Q person was riding on Air Force One because they posted a blurry picture of some islands while Trump was on his trip to Asia. That might have been some Asian islands.
Meaning,
so what? Obviously he was riding out Air Force One with the president.
Right.
They're making shit up.
God.
They're just making shit up. And it goes, and it just gets circle fucked on
circle fucked
on 4chan and on Reddit.
Right.
Until some of the other loons, like your InfoWarsies, your Breitbarties or whatever.
Maybe somebody that listens to that Coach Dave dickhead, the Pass the Salt
Hour. They start picking this shit up.
Brian Fisher, you know?
According to this character Q, Trump was never involved with Russia and is actually not under investigation by Mueller at all.
Oh, okay. What's Mueller doing?
It's secret. It's actually Clinton and Obama
Who
were corrupted by Putin.
Right.
And are now actually under investigation by Mueller.
Who's fucking the kids in this underage sex ring that they're probably running at the same fucking time? Where's Paul Podesta in his spirit dinners with his cum lasagna and things of that nature? Is this all involved as well?
Of course.
So dumb.
The Q is also claiming that Trump, genius that he is, figured it all out way back when he was just running for president and only pretended to be in love with Putin.
Okay.
Or be involved with Russia ever since as a way to force a third party to investigate.
Shit, that's ingenious. I'm shocked. I'm personally shocked that Trump did that. I mean, you know, I kind of think of our president as somebody that has a special button on his desk because he doesn't have time in his busy day. Say, hey, can I get a Diet Coke? That takes too much time. I got to press a fucking button to order a goddamn Diet Coke. That's how fucking important I am. Shit. And he also said he wouldn't golf either. So this genius, Trump has time to do all this shit with the deep state. He has time to effect a coup. But he's golfed how many hours since he's been president?
Oh,
I mean, I don't know, man.
More than he's been president.
God, he must be so smart. He's a smart cookie, you know?
It says, reading from New York Magazine, in this fantasy world, all of the far right's wildest dreams come true. Q promises that Clinton, Obama, Podesta, Uma Abedin, and even John McCain will either be arrested or have already been arrested and are wearing secret police-issued ankle monitors.
No
I
shit.
Saw that. There's pictures on the internet of Hillary, and they swear to God she's wearing a secret ankle monitor.
Guys, who the fuck do you think
it's
Hillary
so embarrassing
Clinton
to be
is?
A human. I'm embarrassed to be human. Right. Not an American. A human. Because these people are in my species.
All these things you're saying Clinton's doing, that Obama's got going on with the deep state, let me explain to you Obama, and let me explain to you Hillary. They're smart people. They sit around, and they read a lot. They probably read a shitload. They don't golf that much. They read. They
Obama
probably
golfs.
Huh?
Obama golfs.
Yeah, but dude, you know he reads the whole New York Times every day. You know he reads a shit ton of crap. Fucking, they aren't running around in bunkers, you know, conniving. There's no deep state, you dickheads. Hillary Clinton doesn't have an ankle monitor on her fucking leg. Do you think that's true?
I do not.
When her and Bill, when they have sex, does she have to keep the monitor attached to her thigh, or is she allowed to take it off for coitus? Who knows?
Just lube that up. We'll use it.
We'll figure
out a way to use it.
When was the last time Bill and Hillary hooked up? Never, right? For years. Come on.
They believe that the Steele dossier, of course, is a total fabrication.
Yay!
Personally paid for by Clinton and Obama.
Okay.
Two visas. Can you split this?
Oh, okay. Did they use Apple Pay? Did they pay with Bitcoin, with Ethereum?
And then the Las Vegas massacre, of course, was definitely an inside job connected to the Saudi Arabian Clinton cabal.
It was the Clinton Foundation with the Las Vegas shooting.
And who did Trump curtsy to?
Somebody in Saudi Arabia.
Fucking Saudis. So these people are so deluded. They think it's a Clinton Saudi cabal.
Can we just listen? I know you think Obama and Clinton are up to some bizarre shit, but here's what we know is true. Fucking Trump drinks water like he's got little baby T-Rex hands, and it's bizarre. He went to Saudi Arabia and he fucking curtsy. And it was fucking bizarre. He put his hand on the goddamn that fucking weird ass ball in the Middle East somewhere. What we know is Trump does bizarre shit. The United States is shush.
These people, these lunatics, all believe that it's all going to come to a head any day now.
Perfect.
That the storm of arrests, the storm, hence the name,
yeah,
of arrests, political turmoil, and Republican vindication is coming soon.
Oh, okay. There's going to be a reckoning?
There have been posts, though, that were completely bullshit.
Yes.
But, of course, to lunatic conspiracy theorists, they don't care. there was one prediction that something would happen on November 3rd. I think we talked about that. That was the Great Uprising Day or whatever.
Oh, that was the liberals, right?
Antifa super soldiers.
Oh, that's right. There were big black super soldiers from BLM that were supposed to fuck up all the Republicans, right?
This is an actual post from Q.
Oh, yes.
My fellow Americans, over the course of the next several days, we will undoubtedly realize that we are taking back our great country, the land of the free,
yay,
from the evil tyrants that wish to do us harm and destroy the last remaining refuge of shining light. On POTUS's order.
Yes.
We have initiated certain fail-safes that shall safeguard the public from the primary fallout, which is slated to occur November 3rd.
Okay.
Upon the arrest announcement of Mr. Podesta.
Why is Podesta getting arrested?
Deep state.
He's part of the whole thing. Okay.
Russia, deep state, overthrowing the land of the free.
Sorry, Q. I'm just trying to keep up with your geniusness. It's tough. It's tough. You're brilliant. Fuck you. Genius, not geniusness. That doesn't exist. I know.
He blames the left for inciting, quote, public riots are being organized in serious numbers in an effort to prevent the arrest and capture of more senior public officials. On POTUS's order,
right,
a state of temporary military control, ooh, will, yes, be actioned and special ops carried out.
BDSM shit.
God. I mean, this goes on and on and on about all this bullshit. Guess what didn't happen?
What?
On November 3rd.
You know, I don't remember. Did the black super soldiers come out?
Well, yeah,
that?
And I think John Podesta's still out and enjoying his life.
Yeah, is he still making those spirit dinners?
Over the last month and a half, this conspiracy theory, the storm, has spread from the depths of 4chan and 8chan,
yes,
to Reddit, what, YouTube, and Twitter, where it now has hundreds of thousands of devout followers.
Is 8chan something like 4chan?
Yeah. It's another one.
That's the dark web, right?
No.
Man, I just
4chan
nerd
is 4chan.org, I think.
Right.
And it's really a heinous place.
But 8chan's
it's
even
just
worse.
It's just a message board that there's utterly no rules. You can,
okay,
post anything.
God.
Hence, they got in trouble, still get in trouble for like kiddie porn and shit like that.
Come on, guys. What are you, fucking Republicans from Alabama? Stop.
And they, Reddit, YouTube, and Twitter also, it's moved up to. There's,
right,
a hashtag QAnon.
Fuck you.
Has gotten so popular, they say it's hard to track.
QAnon?
Hashtag QAnon, like Q Anonymous.
Oh, okay. Not like the French word Anon.
It says, somebody even took the time to write a 117-page book charting Q's rise to power.
Oh, my God, guys. What the fuck?
The Book of Q.
Hey, does anybody out there get laid? Don't you have shit to do? You socialize? Fucking, don't you have video games to play? You don't have any Dungeons and Dragons shit to go be a part of? Nothing? No LARPing?
An overview of stirring revelations made on the internet.
Oh, God.
In the fall of 2017.
Stirring.
Good God.
It really is.
Oh, so they
bananas.
They say it may or may not be real. The reason for making this book is to present a chronological account of what is either the biggest intelligent drop from the U.S. government to the American public ever, or the longest lasting LARP on the 4chan message board.
The longest lasting LARP on the 4chan message board.
I'm thinking it's B.
You said LARP?
Yeah.
What?
Live action role playing.
Oh, okay.
Somebody's bullshitting.
God damn, guys.
God, here's a Twitter account.
Yes.
Wake up 2017 at deplorable 80210.
Fuck you.
A brilliant Alabama election fraud sting. Did Trump and Sessions just set a magnificent trap for Soros and the lying, thieving Dems in the Alabama election?
Oh, my God. Wait, what?
Hashtag the storm is upon
what,
us.
What does the Alabama election have to do with this? Is this, was, did George Soros pay off all those women to come forward and you know, say they were molested by Roy Moore, but it was bullshit?
There's another one. It was impossible that an anomalous Atlanta airport power and cell outage, yes, incredibly both. Well, if there's no power, the cell towers don't work.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Of course they both go out. They're like, oh, how did the cells and the power go out? Huh? Huh? Huh?
Well, the cell towers work off Jesus juice, right? Jesus shits down, you know.
He said, this is a precursor to Q's 10 days of darkness.
Oh, my God.
Or was it a Q-type extraction of a high-value dark state asset fleeing the country? They shut the lights off for 11 hours,
right,
at the world's largest airport to snag some Podesta.
Absolutely.
We're trying,
man,
to flee the country. These people are
whisking
crazy
out of there. They're fucking bananas.
They need to be evaluated, and you know, something, we need to look at their voting capacity.
They can't. They can't vote. If you read me all this shit and you believe it, you shouldn't vote. You're a fucking idiot. Find smart people. Let them vote for you. Let them take care of you. Don't worry about this. You're a fucking moron.
Follow the White Rabbit is another big hashtag they use.
That's a Jefferson Airplane song, right? Or just Starship, or who fucking knows?
Well, from Alice in Wonderland. I don't know if it, what this, I don't know who the...
White Rabbit?
Yeah. It says, first Roger Stone publishes a pic referring to Q. Then Lara Trump posts a pic about everything making sense one day. Hashtag right. Follow the White Rabbit. Hashtag QAnon. And Laura Bush, Uday's or Kusei's wife,
right? Laura Trump,
or Trump? Yeah, excuse me. Posted just some saccharine jizz meme.
Yes,
about someday everything will make perfect sense. So for now, laugh at the confusion, smile through the tears, and keep reminding yourself that everything happens for a reason.
Hey, Kate, go on Urban Dictionary, look up jizz meme, find out if that's just like a meme about jizz or it's an actual meme written in jizz. I need to know the difference.
And then Roger Stone,
yes,
tweeted a picture. Somebody had fucked with,
ooh,
some letters that you can buy.
Right.
I don't know. They're big, giant letters. I don't know. You hang them up somewhere. But somebody had arranged them to say, it says, go Trump. But at the end of the shelf is a Q,
right,
where the go is. So it's almost like go Q Trump.
Yeah.
Even though I think it was just meant to be go Trump.
Right.
And the Q, you know, they didn't have any room to put the Q anywhere except at the other end of the shelf. But this is obvious that,
yes,
Q is real.
Oh, yes. You know what's fun, dude?
God, they're so dumb.
Have you ever been to a Pier 1 Imports?
Yeah, sure. Peacock feathers and wicker.
Oh, yeah. And then
yeah,
then they've got a section where they've got these big block letters.
That's kind of what these are. Yeah. Well, people spell funny shit out.
Yeah. Just funny shit like,
yeah, yeah.
Cock.
That's what happened here, except right, they said go Trump.
Right. I love it.
God, they're so crazy.
Ooh. Everybody's fucking stupid, you know? Oh,
like unpopular opinion. One tweeted, I believe in Jeff Sessions and I think Mueller is team Trump. I think this entire investigation, including this Flynn situation, is the beginning of the Obama Hillary Rodham Clinton cabal takedown.
Viva la resistance. What? Why?
So delusional.
Flynn's part of it. He's playing a part. He's acting. He really wasn't an agent of Turkey. He wasn't giving speeches to Russia where Putin was hanging out. He's a big act. He's like Meryl Streep.
But this shit is dangerous. You know, they go on to talk about Edgar Welch, who took his military-style assault rifle, walked into a D.C. pizza parlor, convinced that it was part of a child sex trafficking ring run by Hillary Clinton and John Podesta.
People are just so fucking dumb. And you know, it's like these people want to... The thing is, though, if you believe in this QAnon dickhead, you want to believe this shit. Like, you want to believe this. Why would you... Okay, let's say this. It's true. Let's say that this Mueller thing is a charade. You know... Trump really is about to head off a coup by Obama in the deep state. Why would we want this? Why do you think this would be good? All this chaos. I mean, part of me thinks that it would be nice if I woke up tomorrow morning and Obama was sitting there, you know, at the White House, said, listen, guys, we tried this Trump thing. Just fucked us up. It fucked us up. And I had to come out of the deep state and just say no more. I had to make it all go away. Now we're back to me for a while until we have a special election. I would love that. But that's just not happening.
Mulligan, yeah.
And it's sad. It's sad.
So the person writing here says, well, what is there even left to try? We know that stopping the conversation doesn't work. Neither do facts. How can we even begin to argue with hundreds of thousands of people who choose to believe that a top government agent is speaking to them through 4chan? That Trump has been playing a game of 4D mind chess this whole time, and that the Las Vegas massacre was an inside job. Is the next Edgar Welch already out there, scrolling through Calm Before the Storm threads and tweets? And if so, is it even possible to stop him? Who's he going to go after? What if they do indict Trump?
Oh my God.
Is somebody like Comet Ping Pong Pizza Edgar Welch guy?
Yes.
Going to grab his AR...
Yes.
And go take out the deep state to save America.
Abso-fucking-lutely. To underestimate these fucking racist dickheads would be insane. Yeah, I of course. Right?
Yeah, it's insanity. And like I said, humiliating from a fellow human standpoint.
Oh my God, please. Hey, George Soros, I'm sure you listen to Crab Diving. By the way, for old episodes of this podcast, go to crabdiving.com, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher. Hey, George, why don't you get out your checkbook and pay the tobacco industry to start running pro-smoking ads on right-wing nutjob websites, on Fox,
right.
So all these idiots start smoking and then they die soon.
No more pussyfooting around!
We gotta get real. See, there's nothing to do for these people. You're never gonna change... Somebody that reads that cue, you're not gonna change your mind.
Right.
The only thing you can do is wait for them to fucking die.
And there's still, you know, there was a guy on, did I pull that story? There was a guy on Fox. I might have been The Five or what's that show? Look, one person with a dick talks to four women. What's that show? Outnumbered?
Yeah. I forgot all about that shit.
Outnumbered. I don't know if I...
Was that Keith Ablow? Was Keith Ablow on that fucking show where he told us soccer's for pussies and shit like that?
Yeah. He goes
Fuck
on there.
Fuck you, Keith.
Keith Ablow hasn't crawled from under the toilet in a while. We haven't heard from
him.
He's so loathsome.
Keep quiet, dickbag.
I guess I didn't pull that. But this is, you know, this is Fox. This is a quote, mainstream media.
Yes.
And this guy basically said, well, it's quite possible that the FBI was plotting to assassinate Trump.
where are the stubs from George Soros? Where are the payments? Where's the paper trail of this? Where's the emails from the FBI? Where's all the fucking evidence?
Right.
You know what we do have evidence of? Fucking Flynn lying. He pled guilty. We have evidence of Paul, who's the fucking campaign manager? I can't think of his
Manafort.
Name. Manafort. Shenanigans. Evidence of shenanigans, right?
Right.
I mean.
And couple guilty pleas. Poopadoopoo.
Poopadoopolis.
Poopadoopoo-lee.
Yes.
And,
Poopadoopolis.
And fucking Flynn.
Fuck you.
Pled guilty.
Right.
I have to sneeze.
Excuse me. Jesus Christ, flying spaghetti monster. Aquaman.
Thank you for allergies, God.
God bless you. Yeah, hey, Jesus, what's up with that? As soon as you're done with AIDS, tackle these allergies, okay?
Everybody pray for me.
Right. Hey, and why don't you break up? Yeah, pray for Pat.
Pray for me in Bitcoin.
Hey, and Jesus, why don't you break up that sex trafficking ring in the basement of that pizza place? You too busy helping Notre Dame win, you dickhead?
Here's the story. Fox News contributor suggests FBI plot to assassinate the president.
Okay.
This was Fox News contributor Kevin Jackson.
Yes.
Suggested the FBI might have had plans to assassinate Trump. And he was on Outnumbered. And the four panelists, even the right-wing nut job panelists.
Right.
Well, three others. I think they have a token lib. Even the token lib.
Penis possessor.
Well, he's the one who said it.
Right.
They tried to push back.
Right.
And they're like, well, look, we just want to let everybody know that nobody's saying that the FBI. He's like, oh, okay, whatever. I think I have a clip. Here we go.
Oh, awesome.
The five.
Douches.
All right, so we got to get to the bottom of whether Andy was Andrew McCabe. A, B, what else do you want to know?
Well, I think they're going to say, what was his intent, right? Because that's exactly what FBI...
So they're talking about the texts, I believe, and one of the texts from that one FBI agent that Mueller ended up kicking off of the investigation because they found those texts.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
In one of the texts, he said something about Andy.
Yes.
So they're, of course, assuming it's Andy McCabe, who they now hate.
Yes.
Who's the current FBI director.
Right.
Even though they loved him when Trump nominated him and put him in there. Now he's deep state evil.
Oh, absolutely. You know what's weird to me? This whole, this outrage over these supposed biased tweets from these FBI agents. You know what I don't understand, dude? You know what I don't get?
Quantum physics?
Right. Oh, yes. No, I totally have that. But where's the shock with somebody on the FBI saying something negative about Trump? I mean, all he does is say negative shit about the FBI.
Well, and let's go through everybody's. Vomit stain of a representative from here, Gates.
Oh, my God.
Was on again today or something.
What a piece of shit.
Squealy piggying that Mueller, that it's the FBI. The FBI obviously colluded. The FBI tried to get Trump.
Yes.
I mean, he's almost agreeing with this guy.
I hope he didn't drive to the studio to do this interview because, you know, how many DUIs does dickhead have?
Yeah.
Gates? Seven? Seven DUIs.
I want to know.
Well, I think they're going to say, what was his intent, right? Because that's exactly what FBI director, former FBI director Comey said when he was letting Hillary Clinton off the hook. And his intent, regardless of whether it was an assassination attempt or whatever, was definitely something.
Whoa.
Well, no, I'm just saying, you don't.
An assassination attempt. Wait a second. Andrew McCabe, current director of the FBI, you're suggesting may have tried an assassination attempt.
Do you hear that,
on Donald Trump? And even these interviewers are like, "Whoa, wait
a
second.
Hold on a second. Bump the brakes, baby."
I mean, this is Outnumbered, but holy shit,
right.
we're not.
You gave Fox pause.
This
Think
is
about
4chan.
That. Oh yeah,
this kind of shit.
God,
that they're going to kill Trump. I've got Alex Jones again today.
Right. Oh, awesome.
Talking about how they're going to kill Trump.
They don't kill him.
Whether it was an assassination attempt or whatever, it was definitely something.
Whoa.
No, I'm just saying, we don't know what it was. We don't.
We've got to make sure that this guy. There you go. There's your journalism for you. There's your conservative logic.
I'm just saying.
He's called out on it, and he's like, "Well, we don't know what it is. It could have been.
God,
it could have been unicorn rape.
Oh yes.
You can't prove to me unicorns don't exist. Were you there?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's just so crazy. Think about it. You know, I guess the unicorn is capable of rape, just like any other fucking animal.
I mean, being raped.
Oh, okay. Oh, the unicorn would be raped. Oh, God, you're lucky enough to find a unicorn. Now you're going to rape it.
Well, it's Republicans.
Good job.
So we don't. When you say we've got to make sure that this guy, you know, doesn't get in at all cost, what does that mean? So I'm saying there's a spectrum of what does it mean. But one thing that we know for sure,
there's a spectrum of what does it mean. It could mean that Andrew McCabe was trying to hatch a plot to assassinate President Trump.
There's a spectrum. I mean, these people act like anything is possible.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, anything is not possible. I mean, there's some. It's
right.
I don't know what to say.
Well, I'm just saying. It's a spectrum.
It's like that's how there's not two equal sides. Because I'm sorry, the GOP, they're loaded with idiots like this. Some of them are in the White House. Can you imagine some of the fucked up ideas fucking Miller has?
Miller and Bannon sitting around?
Oh, my God.
And when Flynn was still there?
Oh, shit,
Can you imagine those little coffee clutches they would have over in the break room?
Oh, yes. Just total idiocy.
There's a spectrum of what does it mean. But one thing that we know for sure is that he was plotting in an election against a candidate, and there's,
you don't know that for sure.
You don't.
He had opinions about an incoming president. Show me the evidence that he was plotting against him.
What steps did he take?
Right.
What did he do?
Oh, this might have locked up.
I mean, these people don't give a fuck about any evidence ever.
Right.
I mean, the bar aren't. I'm gonna say something stupid, but there's no shame. I mean, if you're believing what you read on 4chan, then you're dumb. You don't care. Don't you think if this shit was true, it'd be covered on some other media? But then they would say, well, no, that's part of it. That's part of the conspiracy. Well, I can't prove it. Well, yeah, because it's a conspiracy for you not to be able to.
Right.
What kind of world do you think you're living in, dickhead?
Kevin Jackson says, best-selling author, syndicated radio host.
Okay.
Fox News contributor.
Blech. Jesus Christ. You guys are making the world shitty.
Racepimping.com.
What in the fuck does that mean?
He's a black man. Apparently he wrote a book called Race Pimping.
Race Pimping.
He got the URL.
Is that like pimp my ride?
Racepimping.com.
Pimp my race.
Now he's, I'm just looking at his Twitter feed. He's all, he's all swinging back at people that are tweeting.
God.
At him.
Yes. Well, this is what
about
he wants,
this.
Right? You know?
Yeah.
I won't be special.
One said, how is this not actionable? This is the most slanderous thing I've ever heard. That Andrew McCabe was possibly plotting to kill the president. I would concur. And
it's
he said, LOL, you people are delusional.
But, you know, man, I mean, to be fair, if you believe what Trump says about the FBI and the CIA, why wouldn't you believe that? Right? I mean, he said, what did Trump say about the FBI? He said something weird, like something that had to do with ISIS. Like, did the FBI found ISIS or something?
Obama founded ISIS.
That's right.
This guy retweeted, you know, Kevin, I absolutely believe the FBI and CIA would assassinate our president if a window of opportunity was there.
What?
It's the FBI and the CIA. I think they could find a window of opportunity.
Oh, you don't think they could outsmart Schittler?
Good God.
And his merry band of fucking morons?
Oh, no, he's a genius, Ryan.
Who's
10 steps ahead of all the globalist cucks.
Oh, sure. He sits in bed till 9:30, eating McDonald's with no fucking bun.
I mean, what are these people going to do?
Sitting around splitting the fucking atom.
When Trump does the perp walk.
They're going,
I mean, what are they going
to
do?
To lose their fucking minds. And yeah, we are going to have some of these idiots get violent because they're stupid.
And not that he'll do the perp walk, because I don't think he'll go to jail regardless.
I don't even think it'll take the perp walk.
For the good of the country.
Listen, dude.
The Democrats will be all mealy-mouthed and say, for the good of the country, for the good of the country, we need to heal now, so we're not going to throw Trump's in jail.
Yeah, for the good of the country, they should have treated this guy like the racist piece of shit he was when he was running for president.
Right.
Not for the good of their fucking ratings, CNN and Morning fucking Joe and Jimmy Fallon. You fucking idiots. God.
Trending. The third most viewed story over at the New York Mag right now.
Yes.
Is Leo DiCaprio finds new 20-year-old model for Christmas.
That's a headline?
That's one of the headlines over at New York Magazine.
I mean, first of all, Leonardo DiCaprio's got to be like, God damn, did they...
20?
Jeez. Wow, what are you...
If you want to go out for a beer or something, at least, you know...
What?
21. Yeah. Who wants to date a under 21-year-old?
Yeah. I mean, right?
You do. Go hang out at the coffee shop.
I love coffee. I don't drink, so... You know.
Really? You'd be running for office in Alabama anytime soon?
Yeah.
It's not far.
I'm not running for... I am going to Alabama tonight to do comedy, though.
Oh, go to RatedRComedy.com. Yeah. Is it up there?
Yeah, I'll be at the Blind Mule.
The Blind Mule. It's a great, great little club.
Right.
Right near the Masonic Temple.
And by the way, guys, you can smoke.
Pyramid.
Yeah, and you know the great thing? You can smoke in there.
It's so gross.
How the fuck is you really able gross. To smoke in a bar?
I've really been turned into a cigarette smoke snowflake because I haven't grown up with a mom who smoked, and I worked in bars back when you could still smoke.
Oh, yeah.
In the bars, and you'd come home.
Were
and,
you shocked in Chicago when they made that illegal that you couldn't smoke in bars?
Yeah, I was kind of.
I was shocked as fuck. But it's...
I've thought that was a national thing, but apparently it's not.
No. You know, if they serve food, you're not allowed to smoke inside.
Oh, that's national?
Yeah.
Federal?
But, you know, you can still vape. Have you seen some of these lunatics with the vaping? Like
they're banning,
dragons.
They're banning vaping in a lot of areas, too.
Some I like it. Like when the vape, when it's like flavored vaping and it smells good.
Yeah, some of it's
good.
Obnoxious as fuck, though. I mean.
It's for people that are like, hey, look at me. Look at me. I'm blowing a plume pink smoke out of my asshole. I'm very special.
Smells like jasmine.
Yeah.
So there you go. Fox News contributor suggesting that, you know, hey, I'm just saying. It's a possibility.
It's the I'm just saying culture meets the fuck you culture meets
that's
the racist
right-wing
culture.
Quote journalism.
Right. Sure. You know, the great thing is all their fans and people that read this shit, they all have shit tons of guns.
Let me see if I can get this restarted.
All right, so we got to get to the bottom.
That this guy, you know, doesn't get in at all cost. What does that mean? So I'm saying there's a spectrum of what does it mean. But one thing that we know for sure is that he was plotting in an election against a candidate. And there's FBI fingerprints all over this.
All right, because I know how things get clipped on social media, I just want to make sure that we press in on the facts.
Harris Faulkner, she obviously just had a producer whisper in her ear.
Yeah.
You gotta push back on this bullshit because this is crazy even for us.
Absolutely.
This is Alex Jones.
Yeah. You're scaring Fox, right?
Yeah. Make sure that we press in on the fact that no one has floated any sort of an idea that.
Oh, it's been floated.
Had.
It's when I talk about this, I'm talking about.
She's trying to help him walk it back.
Right,
no
right,
one's
right.
floated the suggestion that there's been. He's like, oh, it's been floated.
Oh, my God. You're like, dude,
don't you hang out on A-chan?
You're going to get me fired.
Q, who's Q?
Floated. It's when I talk about this, I'm talking about social media stuff and, you know, that's out there. I'm not talking about media.
Nothing
sources.
Credible.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Nothing
God
credible.
Damn.
Well, he's talking about social media.
Yeah,
you're talking about the lowest of the swamp creatures out
right.
on social media. 4chan, 8chan, Reddit.
It's not news.
Is where that's coming from. Well, you know, it could be anything from assassinations to,
you know.
So even like you said, you've scared Fox News.
You scared Fox.
Congratulations.
Like, you know, sometimes around, especially in Florida, you'll go to a bar and if you just like, you just open up your ears a little bit and listen to other conversations. Especially old white guys, you hear shit like, you know, Illuminati, you know, like overthrow, rebellion, words like militia, and it's just these dickheads talking about shit like the deep state.
Oh,
you know, they
God
think,
sake.
You know, and you know, the racist shit, like worried about immigration, those guys are coming up here and taking over shit. All it is, that all
I'd totally be some sort of brain surgeon right now if it weren't for the Mexicans.
Oh, absolutely.
Taking my opportunity.
And now they've got a voice on 8chan or 4chan or Fuckface or whatever.
Right.
That guy's saying they have credibility. They don't. They're just on Al Gore's fucking internet.
It's just bad shittery.
They're just bananas. If you got half a brain, you're not going to believe this shit.
People buy it, though. I mean... People buy it.
Why the fuck? What in, you know, the deep state thing with Obama? What in his past? What during his presidency? And when he lost, in the way he dealt with Trump, and he was, you know, not when he lost, but when the Dems lost, what makes you think that he would be involved in a deep state? I mean, what clues do you see of that?
Do
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I only wish Trump would have run against Obama in some capacity and gotten his saggy white ass handed to him.
Wait a second. Are you kidding me?
I don't think he could have beat Obama. I don't think
What's the corruption? Where's the corruption?
It doesn't matter.
In Obama?
He is black. And Trump.
Well, he was black in 2008 and 2012.
Yeah. No, I don't know, man. I think to underestimate the racists in this country and the Russian collusion and all this other bullshit.
The
I don't know, man. Because, you know, people say, you know, if a white male Democrat would have ran against Trump, he might have won, right?
Yeah, well.
Because people that like Trump hate women and hate people of color.
Yeah, yeah.
So, hate gay people. So, I think because Hillary was a woman. Oh, that's my, sorry, hit my.
Oh, that was you. Oh,
yeah, that's my fault.
I thought something fell.
No. You know. I mean, it's unfortunate. We just have a totally sexist society, and those people that are sexist and those people that are racist are so fucking stupid and feeble-brained that they get energized by fucking racist, fascist fucks like Trump. They come out of the woodwork. He might not have been able to rile his base against the Joe Biden. So they would have been like, oh, this is a white guy. It doesn't scare me as much as Obama. I mean, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. I think Obama would have done something about the... More about the Russian thing, maybe if he found out his campaign was hacked.
Yeah,
but who knows? And he, you know, he had a good vice president.
Right,
he didn't pick Tim Kaine.
Oh my God, Joe Biden going after Trump,
and nothing against Tim Kaine. I mean, he's just, well, that might happen in 2020. But
yeah, well, no.
But Tim Kaine, you know, he's a nice guy and everything, but it just the wrong fit for. If it had been the other way around, if it had been a Sherrod Brown running for president, then Tim Kaine would be a good selection. Somebody to balance the ticket,
dude,
a little bit.
Nothing against Tim Kaine.
It was dull.
But he could have been a little less dull, right? He could have had a little bit more fire when
he's
speaking.
Dull. He did.
Yeah.
He had some good speeches if you watch him, but then I forgot him 14 seconds later.
You know, I'm not Hillary hating, but Jesus Christ, the Dems, sure, they picked two tremendously shitty public speakers to run for office.
Yeah.
Why did they do that? I mean, yes, Hillary Clinton would have made a great president. Tim Kaine would have made a great vice president. But, you know, they just didn't have anybody that was able to
your fake news.
Bring it. They didn't have anybody that could bring it.
Oh, it's taking a second to load. It would have been
a
good start. Here's Alex Jones talking about how they're going
to
take
a dangerous juncture right now. The globalist program to block the American reboot and the attempt to simply get our sovereignty back into the United States and to get our own country under the control of the people again. That has them pulling out all the stops. But every one of their operations is failing right now.
Oh, yeah.
God
the Mueller
damn.
Investigation's failing.
Oh, shit.
These people are so dumb and so deluded.
It's failing because Mueller's not giving us a blow-by-blow of what he's fucking working on because it's an investigation. It's secretive, right? It's in a bunker.
This is like 5 minutes long. I'm going to skip ahead a little bit. Alex
Loading.
Jones on a...
messages and the FBI files where they met with the deputy director on how to keep Trump out of office and how to create an insurance policy, a made-up dossier to push the fake Russian narrative.
This is what we just read on 4chan.
It's insane.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
They made it up. Fake dossier, even though more and more of the dossier is corroborated by the day.
At least this dickhead didn't show up on the 75 top most influential news fuckers.
Yeah, that's probably nice. Bothers the hell out of him, too.
Absolutely. Hey, somebody tweet Alex Jones and let him know.
And we're moving in for the political final blow, and they're going to hit us with whatever else they got. I think they're going to go ahead and make their move to kill the president. I think in the next 30 days, I think they're going to make an assassination attempt.
There you go. A little bit of prognostication.
Fucking God.
Putting on his Swami hat, looking in his crystal balls.
Right. He's Karnak, right? From Carson. He's, you know.
Alex Jones predicts within the next 30 days they're going to go ahead and try to kill the president.
That's the stupidest shit ever.
And they got. I think they're going to go ahead and make their move to kill the president. I think in the next 30 days, I think they're going to make an assassination attempt. I see all of them together. They're that desperate. They're either going to give up or they're going to activate their cells. And a lot of my smart sources agree with that. And they've got a lot of mentally ill Democrats and people inside the Secret Service.
Mentally ill Democrats.
He's making it sound like they're deranged. Okay, so explain this to me. They're either mentally ill or they're secret super agents. Right. How are they both? How are they both deranged?
And geniuses? I would like to take 50 random Democrats from across the nation.
Oh, yeah.
And talk to them and interview them and see what kind of people they are. And 50 random Alex Jones fans from the nation. And not ironic fans like us who listen.
Real fans.
And laugh our asses off. People who listen are like, oh my God, total deep state. He's right. I got to order some dick pills from him.
What group will have more Sandy Hook truthers?
Right.
I mean.
Right.
Mentally ill.
Here's a little bit more.
Inside other places in government. You know, whenever the Clintons and then the Obamas would go into military areas, they'd have everybody take the clips, the magazines, the ammunition out of their firearms.
What?
Trump isn't doing that. They're not taking the ammunition out.
What is he talking about? Who's taking their ammunition out? The Secret Service?
Is this a fucking like a metaphor or something?
So he thinks the Secret Service is going to turn on Trump?
Yes. Absolutely.
I don't think they should. And the president, if he's going to get killed, he's ready to get killed. And that's just where this is going to go next. And it's going to be like when they killed Julius Caesar. You know what happened to the plotters? I mean, they really brought down hell on them then. I mean, I don't want the president to be killed. But if they are dumb enough to actually do it.
I don't want the president to be killed, but.
Trump's got to be listening to this like, hey, what's up with the butt? Fuck this shit.
That's just where this is going to go next. And. It's going to be like when they killed Julius Caesar. You know what happened to the plotters? I mean, they really brought down hell on them then. I mean, I don't want the president to be killed. But if they are dumb enough to actually do it, boy, they have sealed their warrant of death.
He's getting hard now.
They have sealed their warrant of death.
Yeah, stop. I'm going to go touch my gun and fondle it.
Damn,
it's dumb enough to actually do it.
And eat some
beef. They have sealed their warrant of death. I mean, they have guaranteed they are all going to probably never even see court.
Cajun.
They're playing chicken with people that are ready to mash down the accelerator. Because I know I'm mashing it down. I'm pointing my car right at the nose of theirs. So is Trump. That's the spirit. Just you awaken the sleeping giant, pedal to the metal. Only thing that feels good is to not turn. We're not going to turn. We're not going to back down. We're not going to give up. We're going to break your will. We are going to break your will.
I can't wait.
God damn.
I just can't wait until it all goes down.
We are not going
to
turn.
Listen to him, yeah.
We are not going to break back up.
You think he'll be out leading protests and waving guns around and shit?
No.
You don't think he's going to be Mr. Brave Revolutionary?
No.
What are you suggesting, Ryan?
Dude, this guy, Alex Jones, you know, he lives in the most wonderful place.
Texas.
Like, oh my God. Imagine what his house is like. It's probably so fucking comfortable.
Probably.
You know what I mean? Like, this guy ain't going out anywhere.
TV and shit, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Come on, of course. This guy's got a pool. You know, does Alex have... Is there any pictures of his fucking compound that he lives in? I'm curious.
I'm sure somewhere, yeah.
So there's... So is Trump. That's the spirit. Just, you awaken the sleeping giant, pedal to the metal. Only thing that feels good is to not turn. We're not going to turn. We're not going to back down. We're not going to give up. We're going to break your will. We are going to break your will. And if you want to press down the accelerator, want to go right into us, that means we guarantee that your defeat. Because we're doing this for everybody else. We're not Satan worshipers like you. Only care about themselves. We're going to get you.
God damn it. These fucking... You know what kills me? That
Satan worshipers like you.
That tax bill passed, right?
Yes.
And they're trying to make us think that there's a war on progressives. I mean, on conservatives. They're coming after Trump.
Yeah.
My God, look at all the environmental regulations that have been rolled back. Look at all the travel bans.
Well, you know what? Now it's going to be interesting to see what happens because Trump is not useful to them anymore.
Trump's coming after liberals. There is not a war on white people.
I think Trump is going to go after his own Republicans again. And I think this next time, they're done with him.
What? Are they going to get off their dicks and fucking impeach the fuck
nut? I think they're done with him. His approval rating is pushing 30.
Yeah.
I think the last couple of special elections proved that he ain't
his anointing.
Yes.
Doesn't help.
Oh, shit.
That, you know, I mean, if any state could elect a child predator, it'd be Alabama, and they couldn't even do that.
Oh, God. Come on, Alabama.
They couldn't even manage that.
Next time, guys. That's what it takes to have a Democrat elected in Alabama. You got to have a rapist running.
Barely.
A fucking
barely elected in Alabama.
You got to have a story come out where a guy who was an AG at the time put a young girl in his car and tried to push her head down into his dick. That's what it took. That's who had to run against a Dem to have a Dem win.
Yeah.
But then the white people still voted for the rapist. We're fucked. Oh, my God.
And you talk about the swamp. We've got there's a story out about a guy that's working in the White House, a White House senior advisor to the Department of Homeland Security.
Who is it? Stephen Baldwin?
Frank Wuko is his name.
Wuko.
CNN has a report.
Yes.
That he's worked there since January. Used to be a conservative radio host promoting right-wing conspiracies.
Fuck you! Oh, my God.
At one point claimed that Obama's CIA director was a secret Muslim. This guy is a senior advisor in the Department of Homeland Security. So they're squealing piggy squealy squeals over some FBI agents that were like, oh, my God. They're going to elect this idiot. What are we going to do?
Oh, my God.
But this.
Yes.
This guy.
Right.
Well, give him a chair. Give him an office.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Why not?
Give him a title. Secretary. Give him everything.
Secretary is something. I mean, you know. Yeah. If a liberal president is elected after this orange dick face. What do they imagine the job they're going to have? How are they going to resurrect the State Department? The EPA, all these fucking places.
This guy has pushed a number of conspiracy theories in the past, including claims that former President Barack Obama's memoir was ghostwritten by former anti-Vietnam War radical Bill Ayers.
Is that true?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Were you there?
Yeah, I wasn't.
Hey, what about that? What about that rumor that Obama was a prostitute and sucked dick while he was at Harvard to pay for his fucking textbooks? That's true, right?
To get weed money.
For weed. He's like, Michelle, I'm going to go suck some dick. I'm going to smoke some weed.
Well, she's got a dick.
All right.
According to them. Michelle, how much are you going to pay me to suck your dick?
Yeah, give me some marijuana. I'll give you a blowjob.
According to Alex Jones. She's got a bulge.
And also, Alex Jones reminded me that if you look close, there's always flies around Obama, which of course means he's demon possessed
by
right?
demons. Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing to do with lights, of course, being under spotlights or anything,
giving
speeches,
sure.
things like that.
Is this guy a Sandy Hook truther as well? Probably.
Claim that former CIA director John Brennan had secretly converted to Islam.
Yeah.
And claimed former Attorney General Eric Holder was a member of the Black Panthers.
That's just racism, right? That's
also,
just fucking racism.
And of course, one of the prerequisites for being in the White House.
Yes.
Believed that Obama was not born in the U.S., had faked his birth certificate, and was ineligible for the presidency.
How many birthers or people that promoted birtherism work in the White House? Stephen Miller? Absolutely. Absolutely. Bannon, absolutely. I'm sure he did. Skeksis Barbie, do you think? Do you think she was ever a fucking birther? Maybe not.
Wuko's apparent obsession with Obama's past.
When you said I thought you were going to say Wu-Tang Clan.
led him to publish a book.
Yes.
Titled Dreams from My Real Father. A take on the former President Obama's book, Dreams from My Father. In his book, Wuko claimed... This guy works for the DHS. In his book, Wuko claimed Obama's actual father was a family friend named Frank Marshall Davis. So, his father wasn't his real father.
Oh. Is there any evidence?
No.
I mean, these guys, God, if you're going to write a book, that's not fiction, how the fuck are you... you don't have any citations?
When Hillary was Secretary of State, this guy claimed that the parents of Uma Abedin were members of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Is that true?
No.
Okay.
These claims were dispelled and demonstrably false by media outlets, Washington Post, PolitiFact, Snopes.
Here. But you know what, dude? Fuck you. Deep state. Eat my dick. That's all they say. Right?
And even John McCain,
yes,
decried those false allegations, saying it's unwarranted and unfounded attack on an honorable woman, a dedicated American, and a loyal public servant.
There you go. Well, hey, John, your party's not you anymore.
Oh, that's why they hate him. Yeah.
Right. They hate you. They hate you.
When this group published their initial report on this guy's birtherism, the Department for Homeland Security said his views have no bearing on his ability to perform his job for the American people.
Yes, they do. Yes, they. How can you say that? His views on shit have no bearing on who he is.
And were years old comments cherry picked from thousands of hours of radio. I mean, I know that's why I could never run ever for anything, nor would I want to.
Yeah.
But these few years of doing this show would easily torpedo either of our candidacies.
Oh, come on. Somebody would come out with a tape of you saying, like, taint cramp 77 times.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking.
So this guy is now in the, you know, Trump hires the best. No, so these people, these 4chaners and the 8chaners are in the White House.
If they dropped you in the White House today with a laptop and a spreadsheet, you'd be able to run this fucking country better than Trump.
I don't believe that's better than Trump. Sure,
at least be there earlier.
You can drop Kate with a spreadsheet.
What time do you start work? Like 7?
And some kibble.
Kate.
And she could run the country better than Trump is running the country.
Kate, I am not sending you to the White House. Not with those freaks there. I don't want Kate around all those fucking assholes.
Trump doesn't like animals.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Mike Pence has a fucking rabbit. That's weird.
I think that's okay.
Nah, he's got a bunch of weird pets. I think
I'm
it's
not
going to
hate on
what's he
animals
doing?
Just because they're owned by Pence. It's not their fault.
It creeps me out. Are they sacrifices for some weird biblical bullshit he's into? That's what I wonder.
Another example of why we hate these people.
Yay.
We told the story yesterday of Twant Palin.
Ugh.
Twat Palin, Torque.
Right.
Tit Palin.
Hey, Tit.
Track Palin.
Fuck you.
So Sarah and Todd Palin.
Okay.
Made the decision.
Right.
To name
Track.
This little snowflake Track.
It doesn't even, that's not a name.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that short for? Trackery?
I don't know.
Track it? Trackington? Is it British?
We found out that he had some issues, made threats to his family, showed up at the Palin compound.
Yes.
And apparently, allegedly, Daddy Palin pulled a gun on him.
Ugh.
And he still broke in through the window and beat the living shit out of Daddy Palin.
That's not funny.
And was arrested. They're saying it was some kind of medication.
Well, why don't we have
mixing
a reality
medication,
show?
Which it could be.
This could have been in the White House, man. We could have had this shit in the White House. That would have been exciting.
But the story now is that another added detail is that Track Palin called the police officers peasants.
Why would he do that?
And was moving around in a strange manner before he was arrested.
The second detail, whatever. Of course, he was fucked up. He's moving around in a strange manner. But why did he teleport from another time?
Yes.
You are a peasant.
Sarah Palin
you peasant.
Allegedly called the officers, told them her son was freaking out. My son's freaking out on some type of medication. Todd, one still a police officer, said, appeared to have injuries on his face and head.
Okay.
Invisible blood running down his face.
What does that peasant know?
Todd Palin told police it began after Track, 28 years old,
yes,
called to say he would come get his truck. The father said he told the son not to come over.
Right.
And then Track said he was going to come anyway and beat his ass.
Oh, God. What a dick.
He said that's when Todd retrieved his pistol to protect his family.
From his son.
Track Palin broke a window, disarmed his father, and put him on the ground, where he started hitting Todd in the head and face.
Good Lord. You know, did the Palins, they ever get together and do like Family Feud? That might be a good one to see him.
Track Palin was arrested without incident, but told police he'd consumed a few beers.
Ah, I was drunk.
Arrested, arraigned on Sunday, charged with felony burglary, assault in the fourth degree, and criminal mischief.
Oh, shit. Mischief? God, that's a, I just always think that's
oh,
a,
you scamp.
You mischievous track, you. Oh, man.
So there you go, peasants.
God, that's so fucking crazy.
That kind of word doesn't come just from anywhere.
I know.
That doesn't come from the drugs and that kind of shit.
D&D.
That comes from...
He's a D&D player, right? I mean, it has to be.
No, it's a class thing. It's entitled cuntery. But is like, what it is. He's a
you peasant.
A rich white fuck in right. Alaska who looks down on other people, thinks he's better than everybody,
right.
And thinks he's royalty, and gets away with shit.
My mom was the governor. That's probably what he thinks.
And I thought the story was that, yes, thank you for your service, Track.
Right.
And I hope you get the treatment you need for the PTSD, etc.
Well, he had to go, right?
But I thought the story was that he was a little bit of an ass bag before he went over to the Iraq, too. I thought there were some troubles.
Well, I, you know...
I need to corroborate that.
This is all alleged, but supposedly he got in some trouble, legal trouble, and it was either go to jail or go to... Or enlist.
Oh, is that what it was?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Look it up. Who knows? I think
Yeah, maybe
so.
He threatened to kill Obama. Maybe he was plotting an assassination.
yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying that's in the realm of possibilities.
Were you there?
Let's talk like Fox does.
By the way, we mentioned Mike Pence's pets, and I just want to say R.I.P. Pickle.
Pickle died last week, yeah.
Yeah, his kitty cat died. Yeah.
He's lost a couple since he moved to... since he's moved to right. Washington. They're killing themselves, I think. Oh, that's horrible. I apologize.
Kitty.
For that.
Right. Well, according to Mike Pence, probably to his beliefs, poor Pickle's in hell. Pickle doesn't
go to
heaven.
No, no, no. It doesn't exist. Limbo.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, they don't send
Pickle
him
just there. Walks around, nothing.
They don't send him to
that
hell.
That sucks.
What kind of God do you think he's got?
A pervy
God. Do yourself a favor. Go to our Facebook page and watch the video of the heir to some Coke millions.
Oh, my God.
Who, of course, worked his way up and founded a company that makes hideous shirts, Hawaiian type shirts, did a video kind of like,
yeah,
it looks like it's a opening to Shark Tank kind of video, you know,
right.
Like look at my country.
I heard some of this and you played some of this
insane.
For me today. And if you're going to
watch it, yeah,
I'm going to caution you. What you're going to want to do is run out in the street and start tearing shit and burning shit and don't do it. Just don't. It's going to be hard not to do it.
Well, yeah, it's, you know. It's
garbage. Go hey, after that, make yourself feel better. Go watch. There's a. I put a video up of the dog that howls just like Chewbacca. It's adorable. Watch that. Did you see that?
Yeah.
The fucking dog. How does that dog do that?
From across the pond.
Hello.
Our hopefully still good friends.
Jolly good.
Despite the best efforts of our president to alienate everyone.
They don't like us anymore. There's no fucking way.
Well, they like us.
Right.
Or some of us.
We hope.
Well, though I would get it, traveling the world. I remember when Bush was president and I was in the Europe.
Right.
And I constantly, people were nice, but they were usually like, once they found out that I was horribly embarrassed by what was in the White House, they were very nice.
They're going to look at you side-eye.
But they would be like, oh, you're American. Oh, George Bush, huh? And I'd be like, I know, fuck, holy shit, awful. And then they're my bud.
Right.
But I can't imagine what's going on now. I'll have to schedule a Europe trip.
Right.
To go do...
we'll schedule a Europe trip before the...
We'll kickstart that. Send the crabs to Europe. We'll do shows from Europe.
I want to take a boat there.
You
I don't
totally
like
do our
flying.
Show. Just grab a couple mics and the laptop.
Absolutely. It's not a problem.
This is over at Engadget.
Gadget.
The UK government.
Hello.
While our government has decided that the big giant mega corporations should be in charge of the internet.
Mega.
And not free and open for all the people.
Okay.
While our government is doing that, giving it over to the giant corporations.
Right.
The UK government has decided that 10 megabytes per second internet broadband
okay.
should be a legal right for all of its citizens.
I want that. And they're making it worse over here, by the way.
The communications company BT pledged to spend £600 million.
Hello.
About £788 million.
Jolly good.
To connect rural homes, right. about a million and a half rural homes, to access with the internet. So that's what it is. They've decided that an estimated 95% of UK homes have a fixed line super fast broadband connection with 24 megabits or more.
And listen to this, dude.
95% of them have that.
And when the FCC, when they do the numbers and figure out how much broadband we have in this country, you know what they're going to do? They're going to combine that with cell phone, with 4G and 3G and shit like that.
Package all together,
To camouflage our shitty internet. That's bullshit.
The,
because they're going to say, like, well, if you have 3G and 4G, you have broadband. And that's not true.
So they're passing something called the Universal Service Obligation.
Oh, okay.
In other words, the government is obligated to make sure that everybody in the country has access to at least 10 megabytes per second.
We should internet. Have that. Our internet should be better.
Freedom. Fair market, Ryan.
Oh,
freedom.
God. I hate you dumbass right-wing nut job dirt bags. I hate you for your stupidity and other things, but mainly you're so fucking stupid.
Oh, fuck Willow. We got to go.
Did you say fuck Willow?
Fuck Willow. Thanks for joining us this hump day. We're back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific.
Fuck Willow.
5 to 7. Fuck Willow.
Like the guy from that movie?
Did you ever hear the song, the Tit Willow song?
Oh, Tit Willow, absolutely.
Shit. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy soon. Go to @RatedRComedy on the internet or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram @ViLExperience. Oh, so freaking vile.
We got to bail back tomorrow, everybody. Have a great one.
Bye-bye.
Oh, look at my African-American over here. Look at him.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.